just this part, or is it the whole throat?
Oh, no. No, that's goose is what runs up and down. That's why I call them goose on the goat patch. And see a person that's kind of slender neck, and the goose like mine, they say he's bad to drink. His jugular vein is right in here, you know. He's a mainstay there, I don't know what to call it, you know. Really, that would be more than I can explain, but I do know a co-vegetable, that's a slang name, but Google, I think you'll find a medical book, I don't know how to spell it.
When you go to the dentist, you want him to look at your
teeth.
He might say, if you've got a cavity in one, he might say, I need to fill that
tooth.
The fleshy part around your teeth is the
what?
The fleshy part around your teeth.
Gum.
If a baby bird was really small, you could hold him in that center part of your hand. What is that?
Baby bird.
If he was small enough, you could hold him right in the
palm of your hand.
If you got really mad at somebody and you wanted to hit them, you might double up both
fists.
All right, and if you were just going to hit them with one of them, you would just be hitting them with one
fist.
What do you call the place where two bones come one? You said you would call the place where two bones come together the
joint.
What's the upper part of a man's body called?
The upper part, that would mean the final column, or the, that would be the upper part.
No, like between his waist and his shoulders. In the front is called his
abdomen, or the back would be called, got me that.
How about above his abdomen would be his?
In the front?
Uh-huh.
Breast.
You call it anything else? In a man?
Well, you call it a diaphragm or something like that in medical sense.
Okay.
I'd like to know, but I...
How about the piece of furniture you have in your bedroom? It's sometimes called a something of drawers.
Bureau.
Or sometimes pirates used to put treasure in a treasure.
Yes, trunk or chest.
If a man was real broad through here, you would say he had very broad
shoulder.
You measure the height of a horse in
hand.
At the end of your leg is your
toes, ball of your foot, heel.
The whole thing.
Whole thing.
The whole thing there.
Foot.
And you have two.
Yes.
If you have two, you say, I have two.
Feet.
Okay, and your feet are connected to your
ankle or shin.
And the ankle and the shin and all the way up, you call this whole
knee and thigh.
And all that together, you call it the
leg.
If you stumble over a box in the dark and bruise yourself right there, you say you
shin.
What do you call the back part of the thigh?
Back part of what?
Of your thigh, right here.
Back thigh.